The Alaska Volcano Observatory has been able to make some detailed observations of the Iliamna volcano on the west side of Cook Inlet. In recent months, the volcano has had elevated levels of earthquake activity. KDLG's Mike Mason has the details.
On Saturday, AVO was able to get an observation flight in the air to get up close to the Iliamna volcano. That flight also included measurements of volcanic gases. Steve McNutt in Fairbanks is the coordinating scientist for AVO.
The most important thing is the big picture thing is that the mountain is basically, you know, mostly unchanged from its normal state. The amount of gases coming out is a little higher than usual, and there were some modest changes on the high part of one of the glaciers, but nothing really out of the ordinary. So whatever's happening is mostly at depth with relatively few changes up at the surface.
A status report issued Monday afternoon notes that some deformation of the ice at the headwall of the Red Glacier on the east side of the summit was seen, but it's not clear this is related to the current volcanic unrest. AVO confirms that avalanching of the glacier is common on that very steep area. The last time it was seen was back in 2008. McNutt says it's not known if the elevated amounts of volcanic gases and the elevated seismicity is due to new magma entering the volcano.
That's an interpretation which comes from after some lengthy analyses. What's driving what we're actually seeing could also be related to gases. Now, then the question is, where do the gases come from? They probably come from magma. So either magma is moving or gases are percolating through the magma somehow at depth. And then the ground above and around it is responding by having earthquakes and other changes.
The observation flight occurred during a weather window Saturday, and observers on the flight saw vigorous and plentiful gas vents at the summit, which AVO notes would be consistent with elevated gas emissions. Monday's status report notes that the amount of gas being emitted is similar to the levels seen back in 1996 and 97. That's the last time the Iliamna volcano had elevated seismic readings. However, no eruption occurred. McNutt says if the Iliamna volcano were to erupt, scientists would anticipate seeing some warning signs beforehand.
The magma is still at considerable depth, and if it were to erupt, and this is reasoning by analogy with hundreds of other cases that we know of, you got to do work on the surroundings to get the magma from depth up to the surface, and that produces lots of earthquakes as well as deformation of the ground and extra gases and signs of heat. And so when you see all those things together, earthquakes, deformation, steaming and heat, that's a clue. That's what you watch for to see if something, if the magma's pushing its way toward the surface. We haven't seen all that yet.
McNutt confirms that the Alaska Volcano Observatory will endeavor to make another observation flight to compare to what was seen during Saturday's observation flight. The volcano alert level for the Iliamna volcano remains at watch, and the aviation color code is at orange. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.